Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi, the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats podcast. Good evening.
Yes, happy Thursday.
Woohoo. I'm sitting here laughing.
Yeah, why?
Well, you know, LaShawn said he had to poop while the stream is starting, so.
Okay.
I'm reading the chat because that's what I do. I prepare myself to do the thirst buckets.
You know, he thinks everybody else has no TMI streams. Our streams are TMI, please.
But we'd like you to be regular, so congratulations on your poop.
Yay, glad your butt is working.
Have you ever seen the shirts that say, yay, I've pooped today?
No, one. I haven't. I thought they were onesies.
They have t-shirts that say, yay, I've pooped today.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, I need to.
So, I'll go through with the thirst buckets. Rachel was number one, numero uno.
Hey!
Welcome, Rachel. All the way from the UK, where it is late as I don't know what right now. Mm-hmm. Then Barry. Now, Barry, people are stealing your crown, sir.
Yeah, what's going on? Keep knocking it off his head.
Shay Kennedy. She said, what's up, ladies? What's up, lady? How are you? I hope you're well. Our homegirl of tech, Emily Wilson, is in the building.
Hey, Emily.
Our guest panelist from time to time.
Yes.
And this is when LaShawn came in. Hey.
Hey.
Holla, and then I came in. Hey.
Hey.
And then Mike, Magic Mike West.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
I hope you are well. And I think that is where, let's see, things kind of ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's just having conversations. It's midnight for Rachel. Oh, wow. Thank you, of course.
Oh, gosh.
Live.
Oh, there's our there's Scoop. First
hey!
Of all. He made it. Congratulations. And there's Papa.
Puffy. Hey, Easy.
Easy is in the building. And we call him our Papa because he brought us together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You wouldn't have Gadget Chats if it wasn't for Easy.
Yep. Absolutely.
A match made in heaven. Mm-hmm. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm very happy. How about you?
I'm good. I mean, it could be worse. What's up, Dr. Mike? You know, it wasn't a bad day. I was just like you. I just needed a nap.
Yeah.
I jumped out of my nap and jumped in the shower so I could be fresh for y'all tonight.
Yeah. For people who are listening, just to let you guys know, Gigi looks so dewy today. Let me zoom in on her.
Don't Bow zoom out. In on me.
Bow down, girl. Look at you.
Let me tell you where this stemmed from, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm so terrible with makeup. I'll let y'all know. Get me off the big screen. So Mr. Catwoman was talking to, you know, we have these phone trains, that's what I call them, where it's like four or five of us on the phone at the same time.
Yeah.
And Mr. Catwoman was like, I remember y'all used to get dressed to the nines for Wired Wednesday, and I was like, I'm gonna get dressed up for my boo today.
Yeah, you look so beautiful. I noticed
I appreciate you. This was a post shower. My hair is still wet and I'm going to sleep good tonight because I got to get up and work tomorrow. Not at my regular work, but I do have to work there too, but it's remote. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of things to do tomorrow. So I'm going to enjoy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
That's our life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's get into what is going on with us. So I just wanted to let y'all know that if you go to gadgetchats.com, it takes you over to our main page where you can find all the links to the podcast. So you can actually listen to this, just the audio, everywhere that you have your favorite podcast. So if you go to gadgetchats.com, it'll take you and you can click on all your favorite podcasting places to listen to the audio only. On Facebook, so far we are at 98 people following us. Thank you very much. On Instagram, we have 183 people following us. On Twitter, we have 302 people following us. We have more people following us on Twitter than on YouTube. That's funny. On YouTube, we have 295 followers. And on Twitch, we have 15 people following us.
I kind of feel like you have to emphasize for people, it doesn't cost anything to subscribe to somebody on YouTube. I've had this conversation with people before. It's a thing. People really think it's a cost thing, and it's not.
Yeah. Well, welcome, I mean, Raymond. Hey, Raymond. It might take up some of your time, but we promise that we will make it worthwhile.
And we won't spam you with alerts. We're just a once a week kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We don't put out videos. You know, you have to come to our personal channels for that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of our personal channels, I actually went live yesterday on my YouTube channel.
Yay!
So, there's a link in the description in the show notes for it. So I went live yesterday. I was editing Mila Such NYC's YouTube video, and I was using Adobe Premiere Pro. I just wanted to show people kind of like the process of doing it. She is a beauty YouTube channel. So in this video, she was talking about applying foundation, and I was editing that, and you get to see the process. Not only just like the editing process, but also kind of like the way that I tell stories through videos, and then also advance things like enhancing and emphasizing funny moments. She gives me free rein to actually emphasize her silliness, and so you guys should definitely check it out. I didn't realize how complicated Premiere was until people in the chat were like, this is going over my head. Luckily, Gigi was in the chat just chilling with everybody and just having a good old time and hanging out with them and talking about stuff that they knew about, while they saw me move the mouse around and, you know, a little razzle-dazzle here and a razzle-dazzle there.
Hey, hey, hey. She was over my head too, y'all.
But she did give a suggestion that I should go live with an easier editing software program, which is Adobe Premiere Rush, and do a simpler video, which is just like a promo. So I will go live editing and creating a promo for Gigi. And I will also do a promo for Mila, and you guys can see that process as well.
I appreciate you. And I was thinking, you know, I didn't even say anything about this earlier, but I haven't told people. I probably should have told my followers Tuesday that I would be on Across the Pond Cast Sunday.
Yes.
So y'all will know, and I'll probably kind of mention it if LaShawn doesn't mind me mentioning it on his stream Friday. I'll mention it there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We should definitely help, you know, be there, support you, say what up, mingle with the people over there at Across the Pond. That's a really wonderful opportunity where you get to talk to people that probably don't know much about you and get to know you based on the questions that they'll ask you. So that's going to be great. It is going to be this Sunday. Gigi will let us know what time, and there isn't a link right now, but we'll put a link afterwards.
Yeah, it's 3 Central, so I guess that's 4 Eastern.
Yeah, 4 Eastern. Mm-hmm. So that'll be great. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, Catwoman finds a way to make me nervous about things I'm not nervous about. Sorry. So I was nervous about being on Barry's stream the other week, and I'm not even Emily. Yeah. I had the crazy eyes going because, you know, there's kind of this thing where, hey, I'm going to be live during a certain time, and then you have people come bust in and have to ask questions, and I'm like, I'm live right now. I'm live.
Yeah.
So that's why I had the crazy eyes. Like, this ain't the time.
It's okay. I was trying to, you know, talk a little bit while you were handling that.
We both have those moments. As long as you have kids, you will have those moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And kids that become adults, you still have those moments.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So for today's shout out, we want to shout out Valerie Thomas. Valerie Thomas is a Black woman who got a patent. She created a real-time illusion transmitter. And the patent for that, actually, NASA uses it with their, so here's the patent. So we put the link below to her Wikipedia. Also the patent, so you guys can check it out. here's the picture. I don't know what any of this stuff means, but basically you're able to see 3D objects without using 3D glasses. That's what it does. Now, when you go over to NASA, it's actually used in the Landsat, what's it called again? Satellite. It goes around the globe. And one of the things that the Landsat does is, I put a link on here. It actually shows, it says the Carolina Bays, and it says these natural depressions pepper in the landscape of the Atlantic coastal plain. Around 3 dozen of these features can be found in this image. So it just shows basically the landscape of the Carolina Bays. So like here are
you see footsteps. How it's 3D.
Yeah. So you can see how that one piece of technology that was patented by this Black woman has helped us, you know, with technology now. And it's so cool. Definitely read it. It's so interesting. One of the things too, on this link is that with Landsat, there was one that was actually went out in orbit this year in 2021, which is awesome, the Landsat 9. And the last time a Landsat actually went out in orbit was in 2013. So this is technology that she had, that she created back in the 1980s, and is still being used today. And without that accomplishment, we wouldn't be able to actually look back at the landscape of history and paint a, you know, a deeper understanding of how, you know, humans and the landscape looked back then. I just think that's just so amazing.
You know, if I had to name, yeah, I would put it in that category.
Yes, yes. It is mapping the typography. Yes, yeah. But what it does is it penetrates deeper, because not only is it just doing the landscape, but it's showing what the landscape was in the past. And if you read the third article on there, it kind of like gives you kind of like an overview of what the things that they were able to see, how the coastline was years ago. It says 40,000 to 11,000 years ago. So this is the bay, the water, and they're able to see right here that it used to be dry, and you know, you could walk it. So that's pretty cool. It's amazing. So definitely, you know, give it a good read. Doesn't take that long, and it's just,
she's a very interesting person, and yeah, she is still alive. So.
Yes, yes, she is. So that's awesome. Yay!
She's not one of the women from the Hidden Figures movie. She's not a human computer, but she is a human computer, because you know, she's amazing.
Yes, absolutely. So I just wanted to share Valerie Thomas with you guys.
And I was telling Catwoman, we were talking earlier, I said, I kind of feel like, instead of, you know, this just being like a Black History Month type deal, we would just take it and run with it and just do, not necessarily women, but minorities in tech.
Yeah, people of color in tech. That would be great.
I don't all have to be. Well, yeah, really, all the colors, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. Just to kind of give you guys and let you guys know some of accomplishments that we might not already know about. So I definitely didn't know about that. That was new to me, but I feel very, very appreciative of that.
Yeah. And I still remember the one from last week. I told so many people about her.
Yeah. Amazing. So we got some tech deals today, because Monday is President's Day in the United States. So there are some deals that's going on.
And that's so funny, because my tech radar deals, which you pulled up now, are just spinning for me. So just look at the screen.
Okay. All right, cool. So it says, find these tech deals, Walmart President's Day 2021 deals on TV and appliances and things like that.
So these are deals to, it's a list of deals to tons of, and they've added to this since I put it up. Mm-hmm. So I think when I first put it up, the price cuts were the first ones. So I guess as they receive more, they're putting them there. So this was like a good one-stop shop for like different deals, because Home Depot was not up there.
Okay. All right. Because I was like, Home Depot. Okay. Yeah. So it's just, it talks about Home Depot. So let me just go that way down to, oh, wow. There's 9 pages of this.
Well, I don't know if they're all deals. Are they all? Oh, I guess they are.
They are. Okay. Well, there's a lot of deals for you guys to go through.
Yeah, I didn't
have to go through all of them. Yeah, I didn't expect there to be that many too. But yeah, it's a lot of good deals here.
Even yes, and they've dropped
Valentine's Day.
Eric's Surface Duo has dropped in price. I saw that on the screen just now, but that's what Dexter sent us earlier.
Yes, yeah.
It's $400 off, people. So if you want the Duo, I know Jay Will has already had it.
Mm-hmm. That's why Spectacular Gadgets has had it.
Some other people wanted it and didn't want to pay the price. So
yeah. Uh-huh. So, you know, Eric might pick up 5 cents.
Yeah, to go with the one he has already.
Yeah. We could have a full set. Yeah.
So that's 9 pages. What's up, Chris? Andy, I think I put Best in there too because I knew they, outside of the S21, everybody's talking about discount at Best Buy, $200 off. Mm-hmm. Look at Eric. There's also deals on iPhones and S20 FEs, which I got my dad connected to one today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's kind of, when you're dealing with your folks and phones, it's just extra.
The FE is a good one to start off with.
Well, he was with the V30. It was time for an upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, V30. Yeah. So these are some deals that Best Buy has on cell phones. So you can save $200 off on the S21 5G and just all the S21 lines. They have it deals for just Samsung, Verizon, AT&T, they have Sprint, T-Mobile, which Sprint is part of T-Mobile. And, oh look, they have a Jitterbug Smart 2 for $50.
No, they got that for the old folks. Hey, Jay Will, they got a phone for you on them. Just kidding.
Dang, you're calling them out like that. But there's also $150 off the A51 as well, the Samsung A51 5G, which is...
Yes, the A52 is supposed to drop. And the rumors I heard on that, on the A52 and the A72... are that the screen is supposed to have the 120 hertz display.
Yeah, that's cool.
That might be, you know, all the people who couldn't really put all that money into the S21, that might be the way to go.
Sorry, Jay Will, she's just full of you. She's a little uninhibited right now.
I'm drinking water, people, water.
Well, she's a little silly after her nap.
I am. When I'm tired, I'm really silly.
Yeah. Visible, yeah, there's a link below to an affiliate link.
Oh, this is so neat that they put that up there like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's so cool. I named this affiliate link before I ever had, well, I had referrals before, but I also had my party and it was like, oh, they told me I can name it something, and we had just started doing the podcast, so they let me keep my name. So it's Gadget Chat. Very simple, but I left all the links below.
Yes.
The referral. So if you want to sign up, you definitely want to do the referral and then join the party. Mm-hmm. But it's $5 off. But then, you know, that's going to be $20 for your first monthly bill with unlimited service, uncapped. And I think I put in I got to go over to Trello. The new features that they've added for us, which is calling to Canada and Canada and sorry, y'all, I'm trying to be organized sometimes. My picture.
Let me pull it up. Here we go.
I'm looking for the pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, here's a picture.
What have we been up to? Canada and Mexico. Mm-hmm. And more, which I think me and Barry were talking is Puerto Rico. Party pay is uncapped. You can have as many people in your party as you want. So it's not like COVID. You can have as many people there. No social distancing in your party.
Yeah, exactly. It's that kind of party.
Referrals are back live, so I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Puerto Rico. And now they have 5G. So they're on Verizon's network. So the 5G is there if you have 5G in your area. But you can't beat $25 a month for unlimited, and you got Wi-Fi hotspot the whole nine.
That's so good. And they use Verizon's antennas, right?
Yes.
Visible uses Verizon. Yep.
I always tell people the V with the V and T-Mobile's Mint. Mm-hmm. So Mint tea fresh is what I say. So Mint fresh T-Mobile. That's the way I keep it straight in my mind.
Yeah, that's great that you get to have a good deal. You also kind of get a kickback and everybody's just having a good time, having great service. So if you're thinking about saving some money on one of your bills, consider switching over to Visible.
And Sharky, I heard they fixed the issues with the touchscreen and all that through an update. But thanks for the info. I've been keeping in tab. I kept tabs with Scoop on that because he gave his father his FE. Mm-hmm. So. Oh, your plan is better. I'm sorry, Jay Will. Speaking of Jay Will, since you know he's here right now, he's our guest this month. So the last Thursday in this month, yes. Jay will be live with us. So make sure you're here for that.
It's going to be great. We're going to have such a great time.
And maybe we can figure out how his plan is so much better than everybody else's.
You going to spill them beans up in here?
No. My son's bill was $5 a month after I had referrals. But once the referrals ran out, it went back up to $25. But no, it doesn't get as low as $5. No. Mm-hmm. It's $25. If you use a referral, it's $20 for the first month. But you're not going to have $5 a month with unlimited service in hotspot. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
And which one is it that you can pay your bill for the year? Is it Mint or Visible?
That's Mint Mobile. I have the links for that in the stream too, in the description.
Yep.
I use both. Mm-hmm. Charlene is here. Oops, clicked on the wrong one. Y'all are jumping too fast for me. Okay. There's Charlene.
Hey, Charlene.
Hey, Charlene. Mm-hmm. And Latrell is here.
Hey, Latrell.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Jay Will. The veterans get, and they deserve it. They deserve the perk. So.
Yes.
He says they tried to access the stream on YouTube in, but it won't show up. So I'll need a direct link. Barry, send him a direct link.
No. Barry was fired, remember. I'm getting the link right now.
You're on a podcast, man.
Voila, there you go, sir. The link.
That is so funny.
Oh, it said that it didn't go to Periscope. Barry.
Oh, you need him now, huh?
Yeah, we joke around with Barry because I was usually like the link person or the person who shared my screen and stuff all the time. And then, you know, when I took a break, Barry kind of came into the fold and he just willingly took that up. And now I'm like, hey, now that I'm back, move over, Barry. So you just play around like that.
So as I look down here and I'm getting ready to start on articles, I see that she done passed my tech purchase. So she didn't want y'all to know about my Nubia watch. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but
No, I'm not. We haven't gone to tech purchases. We're gonna do it now.
That was above deals.
Oh. I did deals before.
Oh, we're out of order again. Okay, I understand you weren't crapping on my tech purchase. You just had a different order than me. Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I have it pulled up right now.
Charlene, I was just trying to be catchy with the title. We can talk about the love that me and Catwoman have for one another.
Why am I over here? Okay.
What did she do with me? She just got rid of me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, like, poor me. I'm sorry.
God. Well. Barry wants to know, where do you want the link sent? It's working for me. If you can send it.
That's what Latrell said. He needs it in the
put
group.
Put it in the group, please. Thank you.
Nubia watch is trash.
Well, I really, really like this video from Gigi. So obviously she goes through like the setup and all that stuff and her experience. And this is kind of like what it looks like on her wrist for those who are watching. It's not like a typical square or a typical circle. It actually almost wraps around your whole wrist. Like half of your wrist, which is pretty cool. And also she does an intervention with them where she actually sits down, gets in front of the camera, you go girl, and just it keeps it real with them and tells them the things that they need to improve, the things that are good, but mainly the things that they need to improve. So I highly recommend that if you haven't watched this, you get to see the lovely Gigi in front of the camera talking.
As much as I hate being in front of the camera, if y'all didn't know. Y'all get me on these live streams, but just to sit in front of a camera. And my dog was back there like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
who are
you talking to? Ladies like, well, it's about time. You're always showing me on the screen. You know, you show yourself now.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, I'll put links in case y'all are interested in those watches. But I'll say I own the first one and I own this one. And between the two, I paid for one.
Yes.
So yeah, I probably paid that price right there between the two watches I got.
Yep, and then there's affiliate links for it as well.
The first one had a camera on it. But it was much easier.
This one has a camera on it.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Mm-hmm. That's the first one. What is this?
A sensor. Like, it had air gestures. I'm glad they got rid of that. So you used to be able to move the screen with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You used to be able to do that. You look ridiculous out in public, though.
Yeah. The link to the first one, the Nubia watch.
Nubia Alpha, and then there should be another.
No, that link. Okay, we got to fix that link later. Okay, because when I put it in here, look, there's a link. Oh, no, wait, not that one. Hold on.
You got three linkies up there for Amazon.
No, see, it's not working.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll fix later. It's all right. Keep it. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Hey, look, Latrell's asking about your tabs.
I am going to do a tutorial about it this week, so you will know how it's done. It has been great for me, especially with this podcast. So basically what I do is I put all of the links, Google links, under a tab of a tab. So yeah, I will be doing a tutorial on that by the end of this week. So stay tuned.
And no, Sharky, that was the first gen. The new one does not have a camera. It's just slimmer form factor. It's kind of thick, but it's a slimmer form factor. It has one button.
Is it slim thick?
Yeah, it's slim thick. And it's not metal all the way around. So go watch the video.
Yeah. Go watch the video.
So what are you pulling up? Are you pulling up the order?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we're getting
it. Are we in the same order?
Hopefully.
Yeah, I'm scared to say anything because I put my favorite first. And I was like,
yes, we are going to talk about your favorite one first. All right, let's get into it. So the first article that we are talking about is on Vice. It's it says
30-year-old AT&T user pays for Wall Street Journal ad to tell the CEO his internet sucks.
It's advertisement. Okay, yeah. So I'll just read this little synopsis here, and then I'm going to read the letter because it kind of like gives a little backstory to him. So it says 90-year-old North Hollywood resident Aaron Epstein, no relation to the Epsteins, has been an AT&T customer since the 1960s. He's been with the company so long, he witnessed the 1982 breakup of Ma Bell and watched the telecom giant slowly but surely reconstruct itself. Even still has a Pacific Bell email address, despite the brand being discontinued in 2002. This week, frustrated by AT&T's longstanding failure to upgrade his sluggish DSL line, Epstein took out a quarter-page ad on the Wall Street Journal just to give AT&T CEO John Stankey a funny last name, a piece of his mind. So right here is the link to the Twitter ad. And when you click on it, it takes you over here. And this is the ad that he put out. It says, paid ad, open letter to John T. Stankey, CEO, TEO. Dear Mr. Stankey, AT&T prides itself as a leader in electronic communications.
We're going to call him Stankey. Okay, instead of Stankey. We're going to call him Stankey. Stankey?
Stankey.
Yeah.
Stankey. Unfortunately, for the people who live in North Hollywood, California, with the zip code 91607, AT&T is now a major disappointment. Many of our neighbors are the creative technical workers in Universal, Warner Brothers, Disney Studios, and adjacent to the city of Burbank in our city. We need to keep up with the current technology and have looked to AT&T to supply us with fast internet service. Yet, although AT&T is advertising speeds up to 100 megabytes per second for other neighborhoods, the fastest now available to us from AT&T is only 3 megabytes per second. A what? Why is AT&T, a leading communications company, treating us so shabbily in North Hollywood? Sincerely, Aaron N. Epstein, an AT&T customer since 1960, and he put his email address and his phone number. He doxed his own self.
Right.
He's like, you better contact me. So he didn't post this. This person didn't, Aaron didn't post this on Twitter. It was Raju.
How many 90-year-olds you know out here tweeting?
Yeah, exactly. True. So this guy, Raju, was reading the Wall Street Journal and he saw the paid ad. He took a picture of it and he posted it on Twitter and it just got a lot of traction. So he was just not even trying to get internet famous. He was just really just trying to, you know, do an open letter. Yeah. But that's 3 megabytes per second. That is a really bad joke. That's horrible. Yeah. How could you? And but the thing is that the neighborhood surrounding it gets up to 100 megabytes, which I have AT&T, but it's DirecTV, and I have 1 gigabyte up and 1 gigabyte down. So I can only imagine that sucks that he only has DSL and he's stuck with them since the 1960s.
And she's also the RAM master, so she would just be done.
I would. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I don't want to move from this neighborhood.
Not if Mr. Catwoman has anything to do with stuff.
Well, I'll tell him, if you can promise me 1 gig speed internet wherever else we move, then I'll follow you. If not, I'll stay right here.
You can come visit.
You can come visit me, absolutely.
Well, shout out to Aaron. I mean,
yeah, Aaron. I'm glad he stood up for himself. But that's so messed up.
So, Tech King Mike, I advise you at the end of the stream to go back to the beginning and see the post about Valerie Thomas. I said yes. She might be related to you.
But he's mm-hmm. Yes.
That was our featured person for today.
Mm-hmm. So, LaShun said maybe the old man was being stubborn and didn't want to switch. I don't think he has options. Maybe.
Maybe.
Because there are some places where. Or maybe he does have other options, but it's the highest in his area is 3 megabytes per second. Because they kind of, all these companies actually kind of piggyback off of each other's fiber networks. And so, yeah. Emily said, I love that crumb dungeon energy. That's a new word. I've not heard that one.
Did your Aunt Valerie used to work for NASA?
Yeah. Did your Aunt Valerie used to work for NASA? Good question.
So our next article, which people have started mentioning, yes. is about, oh, my dark mode is working. Isn't that awesome?
Yay. Mm.
Facebook rumored to be working on a Clubhouse competitor.
Are you surprised?
No. Twitter expands Spaces beta. So the thing about this is this whole exclusivity only iPhone kind of deal that's going on with Clubhouse. Facebook said, hey, we welcome in everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're in the beginning stages of it. They're called this code word Fireside. That, you know, code word might change in Facebook to something else, but you know, basically they've been ordered to actually start trying to figure out the code to create a Clubhouse-esque like of environment in Facebook. But not only Facebook is trying to copy off of Clubhouse, so is Twitter, because Twitter has something called Spaces. They beta tested for about 1,000 people, but now they're doing it with 3,000. They're ramping up their Spaces, where it's basically like an audio conversation, just like Clubhouse, to their platform. So yes, the exclusivity of iPhone is going to be out the window until, you know, Clubhouse is going to have to make a decision, understanding that these bigger companies are at their heel right now. if they want
to already get the exposure. Like people, there's still people who've never heard of Clubhouse.
Exactly. Yeah. So do they want to roll it out to Android? Do they want to roll it out to Mac and Windows, Linux? Like, you know, how's it going to be? Also, they need to tighten up their infrastructure because there has been bugs and crashes and stuff like that as well. But, you know, it's expected. Yep. So I wonder how do you guys feel about that? If, let's say, today Facebook came out with a Clubhouse.
Well, I first want to ask this.
Yeah, go ahead.
How many people actually in the chat are on Clubhouse? Because I know we have a number of people who don't use iOS.
Uh-huh. I'm not on Clubhouse. And that's by choice.
Yeah, I know you could be. I am, but I'm not a regular. I'll put it that way. I might go once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not ready for Clubhouse.
I'm too busy. Because, I mean, you would think because you can listen to it.
Yeah.
It still requires your attention because what if somebody wants to pull you on stage, you know, and different things like that. Or if somebody, you know somebody there and they want you to help them out, moderate a room or something.
Well, not only that, but with Clubhouse, what I wish they had was that it was actively recording, not so that people could download it, but that I could pause it and then, you know, pause it and then pick up from where I left off. That's why when I listen to podcasts or anything like that, I like to watch it on YouTube because actually I could actually pause the live stream or pause the podcast, have it playing in the background, pause it, and then pick up from where I left off or go, you know, forward to where it's actually in real time. So I wish that there was that type of flexibility.
So I've counted one person so far, Lewis, that says he's on Clubhouse.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Clubhouse.
Everybody else says no, or they refuse, or they have no interest in it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have enough social networking, and I understand a lot of people like LB, per se. The marketing and networking you can do on Clubhouse is phenomenal for business owners.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've seen plenty of businesses on there.
Yes. Yeah, which is great. I just know for me, for myself, it's just not something that I'm ready to give my attention to. But anybody who's actually using Clubhouse, more power to you. Awesome. I hope that it's bringing you the value that you need.
Oh, Liz.
Okay. Juan Bagnell said, I've kind of fizzled on Clubhouse. It's neat, but rooms get really thirsty if you can't find some general chat. Everyone is a guru or looking for a mentor to blow up their business. Yeah, I can see how that could be kind of like fizzling because at first it was kind of exclusivity, but now it's kind of like there is a lot of people on there. So there's kind of like a redundancy.
It's nothing like TikTok, sorry.
Oh, no. Yeah, TikTok is video-based. This is audio-based.
Voices only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I saw what you said, Latrell, but I guess we weren't really saying, we were just saying like you have companies that are established that are going to do the voice thing versus they're going to put money into it and bring Android over. By the time they do that, though, they'll be behind.
Yeah. So what are they going to do? Because it's not, it really isn't going to take Twitter or Facebook long to copy that. And even, you know, we could look to the example about what happened with Snapchat. Snapchat is still around because they adapted quickly and they still kind of bring on some newer type of features that others don't do. So they're still kind of like on the cutting edge. So Clubhouse is going to have to start innovating a little bit faster than they wanted it to.
And I think a lot of these, like even with the apps, like when Instagram first came out and it was all iOS, mm-hmm. I really think you should try to bring them out as close as you can. Mm-hmm. Like don't alienate a whole operating system, even though I know it takes the work to have both of them function.
Well, it makes people, it's about money too. Okay. Because developers actually get a little bit more money, a little more bang from their buck when they put their app on iOS first, rather than putting their app on Android altogether. So that's the reason why.
I'm saying just like what Latrell was saying, like they're trying to get these things situated. Okay, they have 9 employees, but their stock is through, like from when they started.
They have the money
through the roof, so they can do something.
Mm-hmm.
they need to do.
Yeah, we're not bashing them and telling them like work harder. We're understanding that they need to scale up. We understand that they need to scale a little faster than they wanted it to. You know, because now they're competing with multi-billion dollar companies that have the resources and that are, I feel like in a way, this article, they're saying sources, but I, you know, a lot of these people talk because they want to put it out into the ether to see if people are actually really interested in it. And I'm going to be honest with you, if there was something like that, like for example, Spaces on Twitter or on Facebook, Fireside, I would go to it just because the availability is there just to check it out. I already have an account, blah, 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 blah. But with Clubhouse, I kind of have to make an account, see if I get invited. And then you're kind of watched for how engaged you are. And I'm not ready for that kind of scrutiny because I feel like I don't have that kind of time yet. It's just a personal thing, you know.
Yeah, but like when I ran across something that said they were going to test out memberships or some crap on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested to see how they would even implement that, but I see everybody piggybacks off of everybody else.
Yeah.
So it's just like YouTube has memberships, you know, super chats and everything else. Why can't we implement that on our platform? Well, how are you going to do it?
Yeah. And they actually, YouTube actually got that idea from Patreon, the memberships, because a lot of people would do Patreon memberships if for someone's YouTube channel, but then YouTube decided to implement that because they could get more money out of it. Latrell said, basically Clubhouse wasn't prepared to blow up like they did, but there's your lesson. Always be prepared in the event that that happens. True. Yeah. I do feel bad for them in a way, but it is a growing pain. It's kind of like a good problem to have. So I know we're going to keep watching Clubhouse and see how that goes and how Facebook and Twitter goes as well.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah, I found this article interesting. Well, I found the fact that, you know, people have been mentioning this and we figured it'd be a matter of time.
Yeah.
Because I remember they had the voices on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you kind of wonder if somebody who was coming across doing the Clubhouse thing saw that and was like, ooh, let's make an audio-based social media. That's not out yet.
Yeah, I've actually seen some other companies that are trying to do something like that. I don't remember the name of them, but I see the ads on Instagram and stuff like that where they kind of adopt it. Juan Bagnell said, especially if the business model is so easily copied by Facebook and Twitter. And it is. It is very easily copied. We don't know. Well, obviously, since Twitter and Facebook are already doing it, they must have checked to see if there's some kind of patent or copyright to it. And there isn't. And that's why they're adopting it.
Fun, fun, fun.
Here is kind of like a scary article. Yeah, so this is by The Verge. PSA.
Wait, I want to say, has your phone been listening to us? You see all the ads for Mint Mobile. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Always.
Well,
my computer. Why ain't got no visible ads? Okay, so a PSA by The Verge says, if you use Slack on Android, you might want to update your password. I'm going to say you should update your password. It says, a bug introduced in the December stored some passwords in plain text. So basically, there was a software update to Slack in December. Anybody that was using Slack in December, the system put all of the passwords in plain text. So that information wasn't breached, but someone noticed that all of the passwords was in plain text. And the reason why that's a problem is because you want passwords to be encrypted. Like, for example, with my website, when you create an account with me, I don't know what your password is because it's encrypted. What happened with Slack is basically people's accounts' passwords were stored into their system in plain text. So really, a disgruntled employee could take that information, or if somebody hacks Slack, they can have people's passwords. So though, what you should do is go to Google Play and update to the latest version of Slack. If you're still on the December version of Slack, you're going to continue to have this problem, even if you change your password. So first, update your Slack to the latest version on Google Play. Then change your password on Slack. And anything that is associated with your Slack, with your other accounts, you should change your password on that. But to be honest with you, you should be changing your passwords on every single account every 3 months. Every 3 months, you should change your password, just because you never know what is really going on.
So I was going to read the very last, you know, they did the little update at the end of the article that says, added Slack's clarification that the passwords were stored in private logs and the issue should have only affected users who logged in with email and password during the 1 month period in December.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean you don't need to go change your password.
Yes, you should first update to the latest version of Slack on your Android. And just go and just change your password on Slack and just change your password everywhere.
I always say CYA, cover your Alex.
Yes, always. So. Next one is by Phone Arena. Android 12 update beta release date and new features.
Woohoo!
Okay.
I thought about Holla at Your Boy or LaShawn the whole time I was looking at this article, because he is a pixel king and he is all over the updates when they come, when the betas come and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So these are the main updates that they have. They have in 12, they're going to have app pair split screen mode. Can I just say that I miss the dessert theme names for Android?
Me too.
I just wanted to say that.
Bring back donuts and stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Android 12 has app pair split screen mode, app hibernation, double tap gesture command for the rear, and a new notification interface.
Remember back tap on iPhone when they got that in iOS 14?
Yes.
Boy, how we copy one another. So, the official release date, I think, is September 2nd, 2021, but the developer's pre-release date is going to be February 17th, 2021.
Okay, cool. So, beta, that's when it's going to be. Great. Yes. Awesome. Yeah, definitely, you know, try beta, give them feedback.
That's literally next week. That's awesome. Are you excited? I told you he'd be excited.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm sure we're going to get some kind of tutorial from LaShawn about how to add the beta on there and how that goes. Please let us know.
So what are we looking at in this picture?
Oh, this one is the, it's just showing what it looks like.
I hope my screen's not yellow like that, but
I'm sure you can
off white. I know I'm being funny.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so I'm excited. This one, the new app pair split screen, Samsung already has that, where you can choose to have two apps that you can always tap on that icon, and then the two apps will do in split screen. So, yes.
Yes, and that's, I fell in love with all of these. Like, I can have like four or five things open on my fold at the same time. It's just really awesome.
Yep, so now that's going to be coming over to Google Stock, which is great. And then, like you were talking about, the double tap feature. So that's great. Yeah, I'm excited for the things that, I'm sure there's going to be other things that is going to be on there, but it's good that they're kind of like getting people pumped up for new stuff. Yeah.
I'm like, hey, we excited. Look at LaShawn's excited.
Yeah. LaShawn. He said he going to a video.
He got us.
Yes.
So if you are not subscribed and you're listening and you do YouTube, go to YouTube and look at Holla at Your Boy. So HOLLATURBOI.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He does great, great instructional videos about Android. It's great.
Oh, that's all I had. I was just digging around. I didn't, you know, if I put more than four articles, we run over hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, so yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We try to keep it to about four articles, some deals.
Yeah.
Alon says he can't use a phone anymore without running at least 2 apps. It's a bad habit.
Well, at least your phones can cater to that type of habit. That's great. I remember when it was just struggling with just 1 app. Hey, Savage!
You all late.
Catch the replay. I want to give a shout out to Barry because I went live yesterday. I was planning on going live the day before, but I couldn't because I was having tech woes and he helped me out. So basically what he helped me out with was to share my screen using a combination of StreamYard and OBS. So the thing with StreamYard is that you can share your screen, but you can't share the audio unless it's the whole screen, right? Your whole monitor. Or you can't share the computer audio unless it's a specific Chrome tab. And what I wanted it to do was share the audio and the screen of just my Adobe Premiere Pro, okay? But I wanted it to use StreamYard because, you know, Gigi and I, we have this shared version, so I want to be able to go live on multiple places. And I wanted it to pull up the comments and show that up on the screen. And so the way that he helped me figure it out was to use OBS as a virtual camera and share my screen that way. And he gave me permission. I'm going to create a tutorial about that because I did check on YouTube to try to figure that out. And there was some bits and pieces, but basically with Barry's help, you know, we were able to figure it out. I wasn't able to go live on Tuesday, but instead I went live the next day, which was on Wednesday. And it was a lot of fun. And I'm going to continue to do that and just kind of show my video editing process. But again, there goes Barry, just helping people out all the time. He's so super sweet.
And I was going to say, we shout him out because Barry has been doing live streams on Saturday.
Yes.
So a lot of people don't even realize that Barry has YouTube.
Yes.
But programming is not as complex when you hang out with Barry for a while. Mm-hmm. So you probably need to go check his page out.
Yeah.
And he does a lot of Python videos. And on the weekend, he'll bring on a creator and cover like how programming affects a certain aspect of something. Like he had me on last week because I use 4 different programs to edit, and he had Catwoman on the week before that.
Yeah.
And so, and who's this week? Is it Scoop or is it LaShawn?
It's LaShawn this week.
This week.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's programming. A lot of people think programming is boring. I never thought that, but some people do.
Yeah.
But he makes it a little more fun and interesting.
Well, it's a complete language. That's what people need to understand. And it is like when you understand these different types of codes and programs, it is like you're speaking a complete language. And I did also want to shout out Savage Scientist because he's there as well.
He's there too.
Uh-huh,
he gives you his input. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people put Savage in a box, and Savage is very intelligent and gives you, like, he might give you more information than you could take it once.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay.
But you can't deny that Savage. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right.
Savage definitely knows what he's talking about. And it's awesome just, like, the people that we're around and that we can lean on each other's strength, because we all have kind of, like, a little different types of strengths, and we're able to lean on each other to elevate us to make certain things happen and come true. So I just wanted to thank Barry for that.
Oh. Also, Tech King Mike's stream will be at 9. So
yes.
He's in the chat. Make sure you go check him out.
Yes. And I will put the link in there.
The Nightbot has been in full effect tonight. Shout out to the Nightbot.
Hey, shout out to the Nightbot. Hey.
It's better than kicking you in the back, Savage. He said, thanks for the pat on the back.
Yes.
You know, me and Savage used to go at it, so.
Mm-hmm. That's how it was with LaShawn before he created YouTube. We would go at it with him, too.
People don't realize how hard YouTube is until they start doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, like, when they're always kind of, like, telling you, hey, do this, do that, do this, do that, and you're just trying to do your best. You know, it's good to like give people suggestions once in a while, but when you're constantly nagging on them and then now you're on their shoes and you're not doing it any better, it's, you know, people just need to pay attention to the way that they interact with others, is what I have to say.
If I'm up, I'll catch some of it, but it's been a day and I got to get up early in the morning. But if I'm up, I'll be there, Mike. Mm-hmm. If I don't count against my heart, okay?
Yes, I will be there because I have tons of fun with him. And I got time. I have a lot better schedule.
I need more hours in the day. That's what I need. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm very lucky that with the support of my husband, I have a better schedule than I did before. So I'll be there, Mike.
Oh, so everybody excited about Love Day?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited about Love Day. Juan said, everyone is trying to be an expert with other folks' channels.
Yeah, yes. That's always the case.
Yeah. Which is good because there's always something that you can improve on, you know?
No, I'm thinking when we were talking about how hard YouTube is.
Yeah.
Everybody will tell you what you need to do, but they won't do it on their own channel. So I don't really even give people advice because I'm still new. So being I'm new, I'll take certain advice, but it's hard for me to take advice from somebody who's not implementing the same advice on their channel.
Yeah. Well, I try not to give unsolicited advice. So
I do that. Yeah. I never do that.
Mm-hmm. Unless you didn't ask me, I'm telling you. Yeah. And then even if you do tell me to give you advice, I'm like, are you ready for the true, you know? And
yes, some people are like, she always preps me. She's like, you ready?
Yeah. You ready for the true? All right. Yeah. You know? My watch died. I'm putting it to charge right now. Yeah, so we put the link on there for Teching Mike, so everybody can go over there at 9.
Emily, here's what I call it when I am single. It's Single Awareness Day. Same, right? So, so many years I have Single Awareness Day. Mm-hmm. I have a Valentine this year, but that's just not always the case. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's funny. I've had a Valentine's now, Mr. Catwoman, for 5 years now, and we've only really celebrated once.
That's how it is. Well, you're married. So
yeah, I'm married. Yeah, we're just like we were together 6 months and then we got married, but and it doesn't feel like I don't feel bad that we don't like celebrate Valentine's Day or anything like that. But I will always cherish.
No, because he makes you feel wonderful every other
day. All the time. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I will share my first Valentine's that I had with him. I wasn't expecting anything, to be honest with you, because I'm just so used to nothing happening on Valentine's Day. I used to call it the forever alone day for myself because I was single for such a long time. But he bought me. He bought me the Tones earbuds, some chocolate, and he bought the girls chocolates and really big teddy bears. So that was such a special, that's such a special memory to me because it was like the first time they got like a Valentine's Day gift for themselves. And
that's what I was going to piggyback on Juan. I was like, Juan, you keep doing that. I am 42 and my dad gets me something every year for Valentine's Day. So nobody else has to get me anything. I know my daddy loves me. So I'm always his Valentine.
Yeah. And that is like how it is with Junior, you know. He's just always, he just loves to show love. And he always shows the girls how much he loves them every day. So that, you know, even when a holiday comes around, whether we celebrate it or not, we always feel that love. Always. Yeah.
But I'm big on holidays, period. Like, people are like, oh, you shouldn't. I don't feel like, okay, here's where I'm coming from. You don't have to take somebody out to dinner on Valentine's Day. You know, even if we weren't in COVID kind of conditions.
Yeah.
You can make somebody feel special without spending a bunch of money or taking them out. I'm all about the creativity. Like, when my son was little, when I would dress him up for Halloween, I didn't go buy costumes. We made costumes.
Yeah.
So we look back at those now. It's like, oh, remember you were the UNC Chapel Hill Tar Heel? I made him a Tar Heel 1 year. And so those are the best times. So the best experiences for like Valentine's Day and stuff is something you do yourself, something straight from the heart, not something you bought. Look at Emily says, how do I get a Mr. Catwoman?
To be honest with you, I don't even know how I got Mr. Catwoman.
And that's why I will always be a daddy's girl, because my daddy loves me and I never had to seek that attention outside from any other man.
Yeah. Emily said that her sister sends her gifts.
Oh, so has Emily shared the card that her sister gave her and the gift that she sent her this year? Okay, well, I won't bring it up on stream. Y'all can
talk. Yeah, because it's not Valentine's Day yet, so after, like, when she's here next week, she could tell us.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, if she wants to share that, she might not want to share that. True, she'll share with you, most definitely. Yeah. But yes. Yes, Charlie, I'm very, like, I like sentimental stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm a big, big pile of mush. Like, people think I'm this hard person, but yeah. I'm a really soft, nice person. So, yeah.
Tech Fiorini said that his mom calls him on Valentine's Day and says, my mom calls me on Valentine's Day and tells she loves me and that my birthday is around the corner. That's so sweet. And yeah, it doesn't have to be a romantic person. It's just feeling the love day.
Yeah, it's love day.
Yeah, I know Galentine's has been very popular, where like friends that are girls like get together on Valentine's Day.
Or like, I probably should have put a link in the chat, but here in North Carolina at the Raptor Center, if you got ill will towards your ex, you can buy a rat and they feed it to the raptor. It's like $15. You name the rat after your ex. But if you feel real froggy and really want to be a part of it, you pay an extra $200 and you get to feed the raptor yourself.
Okay, that's cool. That's very interesting. Work.
Hey, nice fundraiser, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it helps the cause.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap it up, y'all. We had such a great time. Love y'all very much. I am Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats podcast. Have a great evening and see you next week.
Yes, or see you in an hour over at Mike's. Bye.